You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Whole crew back together. Very exciting. I've missed this.
It's a loving space.
I've missed us, you know, guys. I've missed what we have.
That sounds like it's a line from a really dramatic, like, we rom-com. One,
that's what I was going for.
It's like the couple who have, like, they're out of sync with each other. It's like, I miss us.
I know. We used to go for dinners, you know. Yeah. I love dinner.
We should have dinner at my house.
We should have dinner. You've been away, Rach. You've been off gallivanting around in the Gold Coast, just casually winning a hairdressing award.
Exactly. Oh, so this year has been huge for me, and I entered this award. The entries closed on like the 2nd of February or something. So it was like right at the beginning of the year. I did a photo shoot, I had to like write all of this big, like, 10 pages worth of submission about how great I am and all of that and who inspires me. And then I became a finalist and that excited me. And then
that must be hard to write. I mean, sorry to interrupt you. 10 pages about hairdressing. I know it's like your thing, and I'm obviously on the outside looking in. I'm like, how could you write 10 pages about that?
Well, because
you know what I mean?
Like, you have to like toot everyone's horn. You have to be like, go women, go. Well, that's kind of what I did,
yeah,
because
sure.
I am actually passionate about the fact that there are people who start their careers late in life, i.e. me,
yeah,
and people who are women who should be at the top of the industry, but yet they're still men that are the number one people in the hairdressing industry.
Gross.
It's just a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when I got announced as a finalist, I was super excited. I was like, wow, that's so cool. And then my work were like, we'll pay for you to come up to Queensland for the awards. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Thanks. Didn't expect to win.
Yeah.
Not at all. Anyway, got to the night. I was filming, obviously. Boom. I won. Anyway.
Amazing.
Went crazy, and it was sponsored. So the award was like Junior or Apprentice of the Year, sponsored by insert brand name of a company that supplies hairdressing scissors.
Sure.
And I was like, yes, I'm going to get some good scissors.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Get your scissor
like,
on.
How amazing. And then I got my little, trophy, I got my photos, and
yes,
then I talked to the CEO of the scissor company.
Awesome.
And I was like, I'd had a few drinks, so I was very confident. And I was like, yeah, so do I get some scissors? And he's like, no. I was like, oh, so what do I get? It's like I literally get the glory of saying that I'm a winner, and I get a piece of glass, which is a trophy. That's it. That's all I got.
And this guy was like, oh, wow, that lesbian has asked me for a scissor. I'm like, like, what do you mean?
But I was just like, oh, so I just won a prize, only I didn't actually get a prize. So I was like, oh, that's a bit disappointing. Because when I was in the fifth grade, not to him, no, just to other people like you guys. And
yeah, right in front of him holding the trophy, be like, well, that's a bit shit.
In the fifth grade, I won a lucky door contest, and I won this whole Mr. Bean colouring in pencil kit. Pretty sure that was a better win. Just saying.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a disappointing prize for winning something?
A disappointing prize. That's
yeah,
funny, you know, because you're right. You know, you win stuff and you think winning is always this great,
yeah,
great thing. But then, like, sometimes it is just like notoriety or
yeah, exactly.
The
like
pride
it's awesome
of winning.
I am super stoked about winning. I just really thought I was going to get some scissors.
And that does make it a little bit disappointing. Takes some of the wind out of your sails when you don't actually win, you know, something tangible value.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So tell us 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Have you ever won an award or a prize that was somewhat disappointing in terms of what you actually received? And I'm sure me and Cam got some stories about this here as well. Well, I do anyway. Cam made a face. I was like, nah.
I think I've always been really happy with
Cam's
what I've received.
Just a team player. He's
a team player here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
It's 17 minutes past 7. I got thrown. I got a very aggressive message.
All right.
Luke's not happy with having me as a friend. That's his prize.
To clarify, Rach got a message telling her that she was a whiny little bee, and she got really heated and was ready to come back and yell at someone. And then Luke revealed that it was him that sent the message.
Yeah, I was like, I better just stop this now before it goes further.
We did get an excellent, lovely message.
We did.
This is from Nick, who messaged last week, and unfortunately I wasn't here, so I didn't get to see Nick's entry, but Nick said, I won your collection competition last week, but I loved my prize. So that's excellent.
Yeah, because we're talking about you won this award last week, and again, congratulations, amazing.
Yeah.
Hairdresser Apprentice of the Year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't really get anything physically as a prize other than a trophy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a hairdressing pack or like a bunch of, you know, scissors or like product or anything. It was just a trophy. Yeah. That was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah. And it was just specifically because it was sponsored. So I was just like, oh,
yeah,
that's awesome. So it was just one of those, oh, moments. So now I just have to keep on winning awards so that I can, you know, get a physical prize.
Yeah.
Do you reckon like Olivia Colman like got up there, looked at her Oscar and went, is this it?
Okay, people who win Oscars, they get interviews where they get paid thousands and thousands of dollars for 5 minutes of airtime.
She was ready for this.
Yes, I'm so ready for
Plus,
this.
Plus, have you seen that when people go to the Oscars, by being invited to the Oscars, you get this pack.
The bag of
like every sponsor gives you something amazing and includes like a car. Like it's ridiculous.
It was a year that they all left with like iPads and it's like crazy.
Madness. But the ones that hadn't been released to the public yet. Like,
yes.
It was like, yeah.
Celebrity iPads.
Yeah. I did get a free dinner. But no, actually, it wasn't free because my bosses had to pay for it. So, no, it wasn't free.
No awards. I mean, I will say I recently got an award myself that was...
just got a very punny message through.
Little Jason.
Little Jason said, well done, Rach. You're a cut above the rest.
Wow.
Thank you, little Jason. I love that. I love
when
that.
When Rach finds you funny, you know you've... done bad.
I was going to say you've hit about middle somewhere.
No, I won an award recently for my studies. I actually got a call from my university.
Amazing.
And they said, you know, you out of everyone in the class is last year, you had the highest GPA, so we're giving you a prize.
Yes.
So I was stoked about that. I was like, oh, awesome.
So
like, out of nowhere. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And they said, you know, however, they said it's a cash prize. So I was like, tell me more. You know, when you say it's a prize, I'm like, yeah, great. Like, it's a cash prize. I'm like, ooh, what is it? Where is it? And they said, well, it's $250. I said, okay, well, that's pretty good. They're like, yeah, it would have been $500, but you're actually sharing the prize with somebody else.
Don't tell someone that.
What?
And I was like, oh okay, cool. And I sort of hung up the phone and I was like, I was proud of myself and happy, but also like a bit... oh, I have to share my prize?
Yeah.
And you go on the website and the prize is there. It's like $500 sponsored by blah, 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 blah. But I'm only getting half of that because I'm sharing it with somebody else. And that was a bit of a disappointment too. I was like,
why couldn't they just pick a winner?
It could both be like a committee vote or something.
No, we both had the same exact GPA.
Oh, well,
and they give it to the highest GPA. That's how it works.
Whoever the favourite was.
That means grade point average, by the way. It's like a uni thing. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not everyone knows.
You waved in my direction and I'm like,
I didn't know that. I was just presuming it was your class mark.
Yeah. So there you go. So that was a little bit of a letdown. I was like, oh, it would be nice to be the only one to win and get the full prize.
Yes.
Could have bought much more with $500 than $250, you know. So that was a bit of a...
You could have bought me some scissors.
I could have bought you some scissors. So I didn't want to feel ungrateful, but I was like, oh, okay. They could have done the prize, you know, the sponsor could have given us $500 each. You know what I mean? We both won.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're splitting it. Like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, that's all the budget they had.
Do you get a trophy as well?
Company. I don't know. I hope so.
A little
Probably
little
get a
plaque.
Certificate.
A certificate?
It's probably a certificate. Yeah. I'll find out when I go to the awards night in a couple of weeks. So I'll let you know.
Yay.
Yeah.
Are you going to put your trophy out on display?
I had it at work for the week and now it's at home in my my 60s style cabinet.
Wouldn't it be good to have it work so people can see that there's like this apprentice winning hairdresser there?
No one took notice of
it. I have already told three different people that I now have an award-winning hairdresser.
Three people. There you go. You might have three new customers.
To be fair, it doesn't really come up that often in conversation.
Have you ever won an award or a prize that you were underwhelmed by?
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Now, we're talking Rach won an award last week and was a bit disappointed there was no prize associated. It was just an award and it was like, well done, good job, and no physical thing to take home apart from a trophy.
Yeah.
Gift horse mouth. You're familiar with that one? Don't look, never look a gift horse in the mouth? You might want to Google that.
It's a saying.
It's a saying. It's a saying from the olden days, Rach.
I've heard that, Rach. Well, Dee, can you relate?
I can relate, but only in a more real way, because I'm a sailor. No offence, Rach, and I know it's not a professional award, and we don't do it for the awards, but I am a sailor. And when I was 12 years of age, I was the first girl to ever win the yacht club, the big yacht club trophy, like the juniors award.
Right.
And I remember going to the presentation night and looking up and seeing all the trophies up on the dais and thinking, ooh, can't wait to get me one of those. And when I got up to get my award, there was no trophy even. They gave me a cheese platter board.
Oh.
And I went, what's with that? And they went, well, because maybe, because you're a girl, you'd rather a cheese platter
than a trophy.
Oh my God.
And I was like, my mum was thrilled. Yeah. And we used it, but it didn't have my name on it or anything. It was just for cheese.
Right. Was it
name? Oh, my God.
Wow. So I didn't even get anything saying that I'd won a trophy, just right. A cheese platter.
There's no way of, like, memorialising. No,
and if I'm honest, another 30 years of extremely good storytelling about my cheese platter board. So yeah. They don't do that in women's sailing racing anymore.
You don't give out cheese boards?
Yeah, no, I think you get trophies now.
Right.
Medals.
Are they made of cheese, the trophies?
Yeah, well, they're entirely cheese. Yeah.
Oh, I am glad that I at least got a trophy. If I only got a cheese board, I would have been.
Oh, you'd be shitty if you just got a pair of scissors.
What about a meat platter?
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.